Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm.
So at the time of this recording, it's a Monday morning, and I went into the office this morning and I sat down at my desk, and I'll be honest with you, I was flat out lost. I mean, I was drowning. My to-do list was just never ending. There was so much stuff that carried forward from last week that didn't get done. And I sat down and I just didn't know where to begin. You know, I like starting my days diving into one specific task, something that requires a lot of deep focus and deep thinking. Before I look at my to-do list or open my inbox or just, you know, even consider what else needs to get done, because I always find that's a distraction. The moment I open up my inbox or even my to-do list, I get distracted by all the stuff that's in there, and then that clouds my mind and I'm not able to focus. So I like to dive into the one thing that I need to do that morning, the one, you know, big task that requires deep thought, deep focus, and then do that first. And ideally, I've identified that the night before, so I don't need to, you know, think twice about it in the morning. But you know, this is one of those days, Monday morning. I hadn't really figured out what's next on Friday. I kind of left a few things open-ended. And Monday morning comes, and I'm dazed and confused. I don't know where to begin. So I open up my task board. I open up my inbox. I open up all the notes I took in the previous week. And I just get lost in this sea of things to do. And it was overwhelming is the only way to describe it. It was just categorically overwhelming and confusing. And I hate that feeling. I mean, honestly, that's my pet peeve as a professional, as a business owner, is the feeling of overwhelm. Because when I get overwhelmed, I know I'm not productive. I know I'm not getting things done. I know I'm not doing my best work. Even if I'm doing things, even if I'm like actually working and like, you know, technically getting things done, I know it's not effective. I know I'm probably not working on important things, and I know the work that I'm doing is scattered and inefficient, and that just drives me up the wall. So I wanted to share with you kind of the steps that I took when I was in that, in the middle of that overwhelm. Because, you know, frankly, it happens. It happens to me, it happens to you, it happens to all of us. So it's important to really, you know, have a routine or a process that you go through when that happens so you can get past it. And so what I did was I pulled out my planner, which unfortunately I've been bad about using recently. I have Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner. I've been bad about using it. I think that's part of what's caused this recent bout of overwhelm. And it's a Monday morning, so this is the best time to do this. And I sat down and I said, look, what are the three things I need to get done this week? Okay, the big three things that have to happen this week. If I get these three things done, then it's been a good week. And I wrote those three things down. And then I said, okay, today Monday. What are the three things, the big three things that I need to get done today to put me on the path to getting my weekly big three done? Okay, so what do I need to do today to get the things done that I need to get done this week? So three big things for the week, three big things for the day. And then all of a sudden, everything becomes clear, right? You've got a clear goal for the week, and you've got a clear action plan for the day that if you follow through, if you do those three things, and three is not a lot of things. It's not like 10 things or 15 things, three big things, three important tasks. If I get those three things done today, then I'll know I'm on track to achieve my goals for the week. And that gave me all the clarity that I needed. I was able to brush everything off to the side, right? Push everything off of my desk, you know, metaphorically speaking. And just focus on doing those three things. And once I did those three things, then I can attend to the rest of the world. Then I can open up my inbox. I can reply to my emails. I can, you know, plan tomorrow's podcast interviews. I can check in on my Facebook ads. I can do all the things that I was so tempted to do in the morning. I was tempted to just, because I didn't know where to begin. So like, oh, let's check on my Facebook ads. Am I overspending? How are they performing? Oh, let's post a podcast episode. Oh, let's make some notes for tomorrow's interview. I mean, these are all things I have to do, but they're not the big important tasks that really push the needle forward, right? And so if I had jumped into those things, the day would have been gone. before I knew it. And I wouldn't have done the really important things that I needed to do to push forward on my most important goals. So when you're feeling overwhelmed, sit back and ask yourself, what are the three most important things I need to do this week? Okay, write those down. And then ask yourself, what are the three most important things I need to do today to put me on track to achieve those goals for the week? And then go and do those things.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.